Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 13th, join OGE peer mentors for their Hopping into Global Spring celebration. Go on an Easter egg hunt in the Hunt Union waterfront at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, April 14th, Trivia Tuesday will be happening at the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for Fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hey guys, it's Dan here from the Diamond Micah. Wait a minute, guys, wrong show. Guys, this is DJ Maddie B, and you're listening to Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. Guys, I'm so glad to be back. I have taken a two-week hiatus. Life got in the way, had to do some presentations and whatnot, but guys, fear not, I am back. Today, I wanted to bring it back to the basics. And by the basics, I mean bring it back to the roots. And by the roots, I mean I dove into my Enigma of Music playlist, and this is what I pulled out for today, okay? We got some Pink Panther Rust. We got some K-pop. We've got some digitalism. Now, there's so much going on. We also have some MJ. We're going to talk about that. It's a little bit later. But we have quite a wide variety today. I'm very excited to share with you. So let's get into some music, huh? Okay, first off, as I said, we're going to start off with some Pink Panther Rest. This is Romeo from her album Fancy That. Now, if you asked me, Maddie, did you like Fancy That or Fancy That some more? Like, which album did you of hers you like more? I wouldn't know what to say because they're both equally amazing. I have said this many times, but she deserves all the flowers. I think she just recently, maybe like a month ago, won the Brit Award for Producer of the Year. She's the youngest person to have ever received that award. She knows how to make a dense production make sense. I'm obsessed with her style. I'm obsessed with her. And I'm so glad that she's finally getting the hype she deserves. I think her and Zara might still be on the Billboard Hot 100 right now. I'll double check that. But guys, please, let's tap in to some Romeo by Pink Pantheress.
You might write me up. Just change your name now, it's Romeo, okay? I might just add you to my portfolio. Despite your biggest efforts of Tania, you're my Romeo. Radio, you play your favorite song through your speakerphone, and still I throw you through all your audio. Despite my biggest efforts to turn it off, you're my Romeo.
yourself for enough. Cause I so fun. Spectrum of Romeo. There's something in the air tonight. Even be a part, it's only you that I love. On your knees and looking up.
Now, the only proper question to be asking is, did you fancy that, love? Did you fancy that? Again, that was Romeo by Pink Pantheress from the album Fancy That. I should also mention, I'd be stupid not to, that her Coachella set over the past weekend was incredible. I believe she brought out Thundercat as well for one of the songs in the set. Incredible, incredible, incredible. And I should also add that I think she's a very inspiring person for many reasons, but her stage presence has developed in a way that is so wildly impressive and really magical to me. If you look at some of the videos, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but if you look at some of the early videos for performing, you can tell she's still trying to build a comfortability on stage. And it is just like awe-inspiring just to, you know, have seen her growth. So hats off to you, Pink Pantheress. Thank you for the wonderful album. Moving on, guys, it's been a minute, but we've got some K-pop today, guys. We've got some K-pop. I'd be remiss if I dove into the enigma of music and didn't pull out at least one, two, or there's actually three K-pop tunes. The first one we're going to be tapping into is Hunter by Key from the third. It just says Hunter, the third album, I guess the third album. Key is actually one of the original members of the second generation group Shiny, which was super big in its heyday. They're one of those iconic groups that's never really out of the cultural consciousness in terms of the K-pop community. But this song, I think I was at, shout out OK Crew, I was at OK Sleepover, and, you know, members got to send in music videos they wanted to watch. We had a little music video party, and this video, the video in and of itself is a piece of art, but this song, I was like, oh, this is hitting immediately. Like, I don't even need to ease into it. I'm into this already. Obviously, I looked at the translated lyrics, and it's just a lot of metaphors in relation to, like, love and vampirism, which is a really common theme in K-pop for some reason. I don't know. They just, like, love vampires. I don't know. But it's working for Key. It is working. Again, this is Hunter by Key from the third album. And as always, guys, I hope you enjoy.
I'm a
Guys, that was Hunter by Key from the third album. So essentially, I hope you get what I mean by that song. You don't even need to like ease into it. That's just like a genuinely good song. I like especially he shows off a lot of his vocal range, and I don't even necessarily mean in like in pitch. He just has so many different timbres and layers to his voice. He's able to switch registers very easily. In the bridge, actually, it's the chorus after the bridge. He really just kind of, like, lets it all go. And I'm like, you know what, man? Key, you cooked. But, yeah. Moving on, we have some Digitalism. Mentioned that before. And it's actually a funny story. The reason I know and rediscovered the song, or at least I think it's funny. This was one of the Just Dances, I think, on Just Dance 2. And I used to do this dance all the time with my sister. It was this one, and it was what is that song called? It's a Daft Punk song. It's escaping me. All right, but I hope you know what I mean. Because they're both like kind of like robotic dances. I don't know, we were just like into being robotic or something. I don't know, maybe it needs some research, maybe. I don't know. But I knew that song. And then years later, in fact, this was like months ago, like early fall semester of this past year, I was on the bus ride back from the Fright Fest trip. Shout out Lily for that insane day and that insane bus ride back. But I was, you know, I like to be in my mind palace, like to escape reality when I'm, you know, driving on a bus, plane, train, you name it. Ooh, bars. But I like to listen to music when I'm in transportation. And I was like, oh, like, what is that song that I used to do the Just Dance to? It's like, oh, now. You'll hear it when I play it. But I did, like, I had to do, like, Mama, Let's Research. Like, I had to research to find the song. I was like, Just Dance 2 songs. Like, I can't find it. And it is Idealistic by Digitalism from Idealism Forever. I feel like there's actually a lot more techno beats than I intended, but like that's really never a problem, I feel, unless it is. I'm sorry. But I have no other way to preface the song. It's just like you just have to groove. Like just let it take you away, okay? This is Idealistic by Digitalism from Idealism Forever.
We'll be right back.
Notes on that for the audience here. I remembered the name of the Daft Punk song. It's called Da Funk. Really, really good song. Highly recommend it. Really a fire beat. And I think the reason I can attribute like my gravitation towards like techno beats and digital music is because it is a skill that I entirely lack. I, for whatever reason, just can't seem to produce a techno beat. I can't produce many beats in general. Really more of a lyricist and a melodist. Nope, composer. Let me try that again, a composer. But I should mention, if you're super into digital beats and techno and that kind of stuff, there is a digital music and beat production concert for the digital production or digital beats, I think, beats making class. It is April 22nd at 4 p.m. I will be there to support my good friend. And you should be there too, because I'm sure it's going to be really awesome and fun. So just a note on that for you. Moving on, we're kind of going from some much newer to some much older. Guys, we have a song by The Police. Now you're like, Maddie, I mean, seriously, where is the thread that brings us all together? And I'm telling you, it's not there. You just have to trust me. Just walk with me here, okay? This is Invisible Sun by The Police, from The Police Remastered. This is one of those songs that I can thank my father for. It's just, were we working on the bathroom? I don't know what we were doing, but he's just like, yo, like, can I have the aux? And I'm like, all right, papa, like, take it. And he's, by the way, don't call him papa. I don't know why I just said that. I was spitballing. And you know what? Let's go with it. And he just plays a song and I'm like, oh, yep, this is going in the playlist immediately. Wow, this is fire. Which, I mean, not shocker. My dad has great music taste. So shout out, Dad, if you're listening. And funny enough, a little story about The Police and the person who wrote the song, Sting, obviously. We had an opera trip last semester, and my one of my favorite teachers, Dr. Carter, he is a music theory teacher here at the school, and he went on the trip. He's one of the chaperones, and he was telling us when he got back that, you know, they were getting like a little backstage tour and stuff, and then they were like, oh yeah, like, you know, blah blah blah. And who of all people, who walks through them to go to the stage but literally Sting? He was rehearsing for some sort of something at that opera house. Actually, I think it was the Metropolitan Opera, I'm pretty sure. I'm so mad I couldn't go. But he was like, yeah, there's all these Stings. They got to watch him on the monitors. It's crazy. So shout out Sting. Thank you so much for like being Sting, I guess. And also for voice acting that one character in the B movie. in the B movie, of course. Super relevant, obviously. Anyways, back to the playlist. This is Invisible Sun by The Police. I hope you enjoy.
Tell me,
Again, that was Invisible Sun by The Police from The Police Remastered. Another really good song by The Police is Tea in the Sahara. Thank you, Dad, for that as well. He's passing on all the goods to me. Thank you. Moving on. Guys, we're going back to the K-pop. And you're like, how do we go from The Police to K-pop? And I'm like, I don't know, but we're going to do it. Anything's possible on Medley's Mikas and Maddie B. That's something you should know if you didn't already. Guys, this is Yves. Now, and I'm gonna forget, and I've just forgotten what group she originally debuted in. I will find that for us after the song. But this is Dim by Yves from the EP I Did. This song went viral on social media. I think that's kind of where she had some, you know, force behind her when she left the group. Anyways, had a good fan base, but I think this song blowing up the way it did really did numbers for her career. She just released some new stuff that is also really fantastic, so I highly recommend. I know K-pop's not for everyone, but I think that she makes the kind of music that there's not a lot of barrier to this. So I would say, you know, if you're looking to get into it, I would recommend this. Again, this is Dim by Yves from the EP I Did.
Can you hear the silence crying on the floor? You already know, now you start to sway. Feel it slipping out of control, but it's everything you know, now you understand. You hear the silence crying on the floor? You already know, now you start to sway. Feel it slipping out of control, but it's everything you know, now you understand. Can I stay awake? It's so too much. I feel so fake. It's hard to take. Feeling gone soon. Just run away from my pain. Read and pray. Then walk away. Just feel it less. I don't know. I'm fading fast. Like a flame. Get caught in pain and loss.
the silence crying on the floor. It's already known, now you start to sway. You feel it slipping out of control, but it's everything you know, now you understand. You hear the silence crying on the floor. It's already known, now you start to sway. You feel it slipping out of control, but it's everything you know, now you
Again, that was Dim by Yves, or now I'm realizing it might be pronounced Eve. It's spelled Y-V-E-S, and that is from the EP I Did. And Mama, I did a little research. She originally debuted in the group Luna, which I think has since disbanded, I'm pretty sure. But so many soloists came out of that group. And she's just one of the many great examples of, you know, someone who came from that group who is super talented. So shout out Eve or Yves. I'm sorry if I just butchered that. And it's neither of those pronunciations, but I tried my best. Moving on, guys, this is the last K-pop in this playlist. I promise you, we're almost done with the K-pop. You know, just hold out a little bit longer for me. Thank you. This is by, I would say, my favorite boy group. I have come to realize that in terms of K-pop, I much prefer the music of girl groups. Although I don't want to say find it easier to stan a boy group, but I think I maybe like enjoy their content a little bit more. If you know anything about K-pop, I think you know what I mean by that. But yeah, they're definitely my favorite boy group. This is actually, I mean, it's under them as a group, but the three members that are in it, it's really their production kind of subunit of the group. It's called Three Racha. They produce, they write. So it's Bang Chan, Han, and Changbin, if that means anything to you. If it doesn't, then we'll move on. But this is Heyday, spelled H-E-Y-D-A-Y. And this is from the Street Man Fighter soundtrack. They do a lot of soundtrack work. They've done an intro for an anime and an outro for an anime. I think they've done, intro as well for a K-drama. So I think the music they write for shows and movies is actually really good. So, yeah, this is really their rap unit. So it's a lot more rapping, not a lot of vocals, but I really hope that you enjoy Heyday by Stray Kids from the Street Man Fighter TV soundtrack.
Make my dreams a reality. Feeling like a beast at the peak as I feel agree. Take my trees of integrity. Engineering fights going melee. Legendary like Peggy JK. Grabbing on the pipe on a payday. Payday. Dance in my heyday. I'm sticking ESP just like a mountain. Pull power. Pow. Heyday. Heyday. Heyday.
그대 몸싸움 너게 갖다 나게 타버렸지 차라리 생각 안전한 빛이여 번에 빛이 향을 수술 때 비켜 길막가는 박씨를 춤춰 똑딱이를 봄표 대충 띵 부려봤던 폼들이 여충 피스 거품길 저기저 애들과 달래기 무대는 거품질 잘 아버린 피스 힙합 힙합인 브레킹 나를 기분 띵어맞춘 티슈 목소리 틈 사천 스킬셋 리듬 박자를 노다리 Make my dreams a reality. Feeling like a beast at the peak, cause I feel agree. Take my trees of integrity. Engineering fights going melee. Legendary like Peggy JK. Grabbing on the plate on a payday. Payday. Dancing my heyday. I'm sticking ESP to stick a mountain.
Boom, that was Heyday by Stray Kids. Shout out my roommate of 3 years, Maddie Wick, for introducing me to K-pop and this group specifically, and also this song. I had really only kind of like listened to their like albums, and then Maddie was like, well, have you listened to this song? And I was like, wait, whoa, like this is peak, I have to tap in. And then it made its way into the enigma of music, so thank you, Maddie, very much. Because moving on, that was the last K-pop, and you're going to say, now, what could possibly come next? Guys, it's classical music. Whoa. I think I'm single-handedly bringing classical music back to radio, so let's go. Guys, this is Waltz of the Flowers, composed by Piotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, and this is performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. The album is the classical driving music album, if that means anything to you, but the original composition is the Waltz of the Flowers. This is one of those songs that, like, I feel like I could listen to it when I'm happy. I could listen to it when I'm sad. It could calm me down when I'm angry. This is a ubiquitous composition. So do with that what you will. Thank you, Tchaikovsky, for being the actual goat of classical music. I don't know if that's, like, controversial to say that, but I would say that. So without further ado, let's sit down and relax to the Waltz of the Flowers. Honestly, I'm emotional after listening to that, as it was The Waltz of the Flowers by Piotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky by the London Symphony Orchestra. Guys, and if I had to be honest, and some of you may know this, some of you may not, I am a band kid. Ooh, and the crowd went mild. Like, I don't know how you guys are feeling about this. I was a first chair flute player. Well, I'm a flute player, actually. Yeah, I miss playing the flute. I think about this all the time. I miss being in band. Guys, I had the best band director conductor ever. I had him in seventh and eighth grade, and then he moved up to the high school with us, and I had him all 4 years in wind ensemble. Mr. Roland, if you're listening to this, you're probably not, but if you are, just know that you truly have the most special place in my heart. You gave me so many years of amazing music, and love you, bro. Moving on. Actually, I can't move on yet. I'm still thinking about how amazing classical music is, and I miss being in band. I'm pretty sure there is a classical music concert happening at some point in May. Let me check this calendar here. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere. And I think I'm getting closer, and maybe I'm... Yes, I was right. It is on May 5th at 7 p.m. in M201 in Fine Arts. I highly suggest you go. I'm pretty sure it's the recital for a lot of the classical collaboration students and students taking classical piano. It'll be a really amazing concert, so please go. So I guess now I will allow us to move on. Guys, we're moving on to MJ. Ooh, and honestly, what a great thing to hear. What a great thing to say. I cannot explain to you all in depth enough about how excited, and Lexi, if you're listening, I know you are just as excited, and we have to see it together. The new Michael Jackson biopic that's coming out. I could not be more excited. I am so, like, hoping that they do, like, a really, if they have a very, like, integrity, I almost said integrity full. Like, what am I trying to say? They tell his story with integrity and in a really, like, organic way. Because, I mean, he's a king of pop. I'm not going to sit here and argue with anybody about it. He did so many amazing things for music. As you know, by and large, he is one of the most important figures in music, not even just in modern history, in my opinion. Tchaikovsky, you know, back up a little bit, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, there were so many songs I could have chose to kind of celebrate and amp up the release of the movie. But guys, we're listening to "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough" by Michael Jackson. Guys, I love this song. This song, like, if anybody's listening to this and like, I don't want to get up and dance, you have to be lying to yourself, because this is the grooviest tune that is ever going to grace your ears. So without further ado, because there's no way I could properly preface this, here comes "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough" by Michael Jackson.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep them, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that. We'll be right back.
you know what, guys? Don't stop till you get enough of that song. Go stream it, restream it, stream it a third time, maybe, even if you're a little crazy. Gosh, I love that song. And guys, I have spoke in depth and in length about how much I don't really like a super extended outro. However, guys, the way that they just did that, because I think some artists or some groups and their outro, they kind of just like mix or fade out the entire production. And I'm like, boring. Hello. We just heard that the whole song and now we have to spend, you know, 30 seconds, you know, waiting for it to end. This is different. Well, it's different because it's Michael Jackson and I'm not just going to give him a pass just because he's MJ, but the way that they like slowly phase out parts of the production, the instrumentation, so that you kind of get like a solo bite of every single layer that's in the song. And this is a very dense production. So hats off to Michael and his producer. Thank you, Quincy. Anywho, guys, it's that time. It's the last song of the evening. Guys, if you're new and if you're not, I'm going to explain it anyways. Guys, I like to end every show with a song that's new to me, probably new to you, unless you're a really big fan of super indie music. Today we have the artist Thrill House. They released, it's a single. There are three songs, so I'd say it's more of an EP, but don't start. We cannot start the conversation about album terminology, bro. Not when you're talking to the K-pop aficionado. My goodness. They love to call anything a single, an EP, single album. Oh my goodness. Anywho, I'm talking at length about something that does not matter. This is I'll Still Be There by Thrill House from the Tide single. And let's give it a little gander, a little listen, shall we?
Time for sure.
I like it, guys. Again, that was I'll Still Be There by Thrill House. Honestly, that sounds like a song that would be on the soundtrack of a coming of age film from like the 80s. And I'm not mad about it. That was really cute. I liked that a lot. Guys, it's that time. Once again, as always, show must come to an end. I really appreciate you guys tapping in, tuning in. As always, we're going to keep it locked, aren't we? This was Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. And as always, I'm your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. And you've been listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. DJ Maddie B is, in fact, signing off.
Na Guajará, vim pra Belém só pra dançar o Siriá. Você trepou no pau da Arueira, véia. Você comprou do meu vatapá a malagueta, né? Tá cacá. Adeus, Belém do Pará. I'm
savory trees and confine me, a way to preserve all the paper they made from your print shop in my head. I'll keep all the memories, keep all the memories, keep all the memories, keep all the
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
Oh, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Well, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke?